AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says U.S. forces boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean as the Trump administration continues to target sanctioned tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. The pre-dawn action was carried out by the Marines and the Navy, taking part in a months-long buildup of forces in the Caribbean. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey wants the federal government to open up the investigation into the shooting death by an ICE agent of Renee Good.
So our ask is really simple here. Our ask is to embrace the truth. Our ask is to include the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension in this process because we in Minneapolis want a fair investigation.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says this was an act of domestic terrorism and the ICE agent acted in self-defense. The Labor Department says 50,000 jobs were added last month.
That's nearly unchanged from the revised figure of 56,000 new jobs in November. And the unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%, the first decline since June. Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says there is just too much economic uncertainty.
I think that businesses in the current environment are reluctant to hire because they're not sure what the economy is going to look like in 2026. There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding tariffs and what's going to happen there. There's a lot of uncertainty about consumer spending. There's uncertainty about investment in artificial intelligence, whether that's going to pay off.
December's numbers cap a year of sluggish hiring, especially after President Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on dozens of countries. Donna Water, Washington.
Switzerland held a national day of mourning for the 40 people who died in a New Year's bar fire as prosecutors requested one of the managers of the bar be placed in pretrial detention. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutala, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street and putting the market back at the record levels it reached earlier in the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 154 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. The gains came after the government released a mixed report on the job market. Employers hired fewer workers overall than expected last month, though the unemployment rate improved a bit. Investors don't expect the Federal Reserve policymakers to cut interest rates when they meet later this month. They are still forecasting that the Fed will cut rates at least twice this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
General Motors will be hit with charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter after sales of electric vehicles sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them and also eased auto emission standards. EVs have been considered to be the future of the U.S. automotive industry. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.